Several days ago in my weekday homily, I shared with some of you that when I was growing up, I wasn't the best child. I even said perhaps that I was a rascal when I was growing up. I'm number four. I'm the baby of the four. And because I'm the baby, my father would always ask me to do something. And I remember one day when my dad asked me to do something, I complained. And I told my dad, I said, "Why me? Is it because I'm the baby? Why don't you ask my two other brothers? Why don't you ask my sister?" So I complained and whined and whined and whined. Perhaps because I was too young, my dad couldn't say, "Don't whine." Or perhaps he wanted to say, "Drink up your wine. Stop whining." But of course, my father didn't do that. But I remember complaining a lot. One day, my dad was brought to the hospital. Mind you, back in the Philippines, people don't see a doctor on a regular basis. Sometimes we only see a doctor go to the hospital if we feel as if we're dying. So my father was admitted to the hospital and was diagnosed with diabetes. And I remember my mother going somewhere and my mom said, "Why don't you stay with Dad?" And I did. And while he was on the hospital bed, my dad asked me for another yet favor. My dad said, "Richie, why don't you go and get me a soda?" I like, "Soda, really?" They weren't serving him. He loved soda. They weren't serving him soda because he was diabetic. But I didn't think of anything, and then I just rushed out of the hospital, used my own money to get him a soda. I came back and I gave him the soda, not even thinking it wasn't good for him. But I realized something. I realized that when my dad asked me for that favor, I did not complain for the first time. Rather, I saw it, or I responded to my dad out of love. I responded to my dad's favor, the request, because I knew how much my father loved me. It was at that point when I came to a realization that yes, my father was probably asking me for all sorts of favor. I whined, yes. But this time, I responded because of his love for me. In today's gospel reading, Jesus gives us a story of two imperfect sons. Two imperfect sons. One, as we are told in today's parable, said yes to his father, but eventually did not go. The other one literally disobeyed dad by saying, "No, I'm not going." But later on went to do the work. And to say no to your dad, it's not a good thing, especially in Jewish culture. But Jesus gives us this very human story of two very human sons. And I'm sure that you and I can relate to this story. I'm sure that parents can relate to the story. How often have you asked your children to do something and some of them said, yes, but they will go off to the rooms and do something else. Or some of them will say, no, and perhaps after some convincing, they will say yes. Or if you are a Filipino like me, you say maybe, which means never. Never. My brothers and sisters, every day, because God is our Father, we are invited to reflect and to look back at the times when God asks us to do something, whatever that is. You know what God is asking you to do every day, and I know what God is asking me to do every day. Today we are being invited to reflect, how do we respond to that request? How do we respond when God is inviting us to do something? I believe that in order for us to answer that question, the more important question that we need to ask ourselves, that the gospel is asking us, is, who is God for us? Who is God for us? The second reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Philippians is telling us that we must have the attitude of Christ. That is the attitude of an obedient son. Someone who is willing to do everything, obedient until death. So again, we ask ourselves, who is God for us? Is He a God? Is He a God who is omniscient, all-knowing, all-powerful? Or is He a God who is very compassionate, very loving, very kind, very forgiving? Is He a God? Do we know Him as a God who understands who we are? That despite our imperfections, our flaws, our sinfulness, God continues to love us and to journey with us? My brothers and sisters, as we reflect on our answer, perhaps we should think of responding to God not out of fear, but rather when we respond to God's request, we must always respond to Him out of love. Out of love. We gather every single Sunday to celebrate the Eucharist. And God shows us how much He loves us as He continued to nourish us with His Word and feed us with the food of life. Then God invites us to go forth from this sacred liturgy to be His very image, to be His very presence. I wonder how will we respond to that request. My hope in my prayer, my friends, is that every time God asks us to do something, we will respond to Him with a resounding yes.